All right, the scripture reading for this morning is taken from Proverbs chapter 24, verses 3 and 4. I invite you to grab your pew Bible or the Bible that you brought along and find that. The easiest way I found to find Proverbs, if you open your Bible halfway, that's the book of Psalms, and Proverbs is right after that. So I welcome you to do that at this point. Once you find that, if you would put your finger in there and stand with me and let us say the Bible pledge together as we hold our Bibles high above our heads. Please say this with me. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing as we read God's Word together. And I have to say, I apologize. I was even reminded to share with you that that's in the bulletin now, if you'd like to look at it there instead of on the screen. So I do apologize that I forgot to remind you of that. Proverbs 24, verses 3 and 4. By wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, you can find an insert in your bulletin that has the sermon outline with blanks to fill, if you are interested in that. And on the opposite side, I haven't heard any comments about this. That may mean that either people aren't using it or they just don't have a comment. So, but anyway, I have a study guide for you for this week based on the scripture and the sermon for today. And so that is for your devotional life. Lisa's life was turned inside out when divorce was finalized and she was awarded full custody of her daughter, Katie. If it wasn't a physical need she was tending, it was an emotional one. Lisa's energy was devoted to seeing that food was on the table and that Katie had enough clean clothes for the day. Any plans Lisa had for helping her daughter cope with her dad's absence were soon forgotten in the day-to-day activities of her life. Every morning at 4:30, the clock would ring whether she wanted it to or not. The alarm would go off. As Lisa reaches over to turn it off, she's reminded of how she used to reach across her husband, Craig, to get another 5 minutes of rest. She also remembers how nice it was to snuggle with him before getting out of bed in the morning. Now, instead of relishing an extra few minutes to sleep, Lisa senses another sort of alarm going off in her head. She feels afraid. Lisa is afraid of a future without any loving support from her ex-spouse. She's afraid of learning to make all the decisions on her own. In short, Lisa is afraid of living. So for the next 5 minutes, she pulls the covers up to her chin and weeps. Reluctantly, Lisa dries her tears and wills herself out of bed and into the shower. Her job at a local bakery forces her to overcome the late nights that she likes to stay up and watch TV because she has to get up so early in the morning. And for the last 4 months, Lisa has tried to get in bed right after Katie goes to bed at 9:30. But it doesn't matter because she doesn't sleep. Her grief and sadness exhaust her during the day and haunt her during the night. As Lisa wearily readies herself for work, she sets out Katie's lunch near her school books. She peeks in at Katie one last time and mentally checks off her list. Alarm is set for 6, clothes are out, homework's by the door, and lunch is packed. Okay, Lisa reassures herself. Katie's only home alone for 1 hour before she goes to school. She will call her at 6:30 to make sure that she's out of bed. She frets about forgetting because she sometimes gets busy rolling the dough at the bakery and putting icing on the cakes and forgets what time it is. And Lisa locks the door and checks it twice. She reminds herself to talk to Katie again tonight about her dad's visit on Sunday. She's been so withdrawn again these last few days. Thus, Lisa starts another day.